Hello.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you today, please?
Hi, my name is Lee Miller, and I was looking at my bank statement this morning. I noticed a purchase from your company, and I made no purchase yesterday, and I was calling to inquire about that. What is the name of your company?
All right, yes, ma'am. I am a third-party customer service representative, so I represent 400 different companies, so I'm not exactly sure which one could be charging you. Can we start with your zip code, please?
19365.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please? Lee Miller?
Lee? Yes, Lee Miller.
Thank you. I wanted to make sure I have that right. And I did locate an account. Can you please verify your address?
102 Everett Court, Clarksburg, PA.
Thank you. And it will take just a moment for the account to load for us.
How'd that heater work?
It's coming any minute, I promise.
Okay.
Thank you.
They had this preacher, this Jesus of Nazareth, with them. They want you to judge him.
Judge him? Is that even true?
Okay, any second. I don't know why it's going so slow, but I promise it'll be right up.
This is the report of the prophets.
Here we go. Okay. Yes, ma'am. So it does look like someone entered a sweepstakes to possibly win a KitchenAid mixer for $5.74 on December 7th. I do see when that entry was made, it was a free welcoming gift. The entry was to the consumer shopping membership. I see they charged you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they charged me, but I had no idea what that is for.
Yes,
I thought I was just entering a sweepstakes.
All right. Yes, ma'am. I do see it was a free, the sweepstakes was a free welcoming gift for the shopping membership for $67.32.
Well, they didn't make that clear, and I don't want that.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I do see where it got you a $125 voucher monthly for the discounted shopping store, but you don't want to keep
I never heard anything about that, and I never agreed to anything like that.
All right, yes, ma'am, I do apologize. It was in the terms and conditions when the sweepstakes was entered.
I did not enter any personal information. Where did they get my information from?
Someone had to enter that. Someone had to go online, and they used the email address.
No, that's what they did. They used it themselves.
All right, yes,
no,
ma'am.
I don't want that. I want it discontinued immediately, and I want my account credited because I do not want that.
Right,
nor did I want it from the beginning.
But you do recall entering a sweepstakes for a KitchenAid mixer, right?
Yes, but I did before I put any information in. It asked me for my personal information, and I refused to put it in, and I got out. Well, how they got my information, I don't know, but I don't want that, and I just want it discontinued or whatever the case may be, and I want my account credited.
All right, off the $67.32, I can do a 35% refund.
You better do something because I will not pay for that.
All right, I can do a 50% refund, ma'am, which would be $33.66.
Okay, why is that?
Why can I only do 50%?
Yes, why is that?
That's just a company policy, ma'am. To do 50%.
Oh, that's how you screw people. Okay.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So you would like the refund at $33.66.
Damn right. And they better never do that to me again.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So your refund at $33.66 will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. Your account is canceled. There'll be no further charges. Let's make sure your refund processes before we get off the phone, please.
King of the Jews.
Well,
okay, and I'll have a confirmation number for you in just one moment.
All by the right. I'll talk to him. Your Jesus. Not ours.
Okay, yes, Ann. It's coming. It is C, as in Charlie.
Yes.
2-6. 3-2 877-637-9395.
Okay.
Anything else I can help with today, please?
No, thank you very much.
Have a great day, ma'am. Thanks for calling customer service. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you too.